to in many of the different spiritual disciplines and ancient teachings that we've read about breathing is this this unification that happens between conscious and unconscious.
And I mean, if you look at the facts of the breath, it's both conscious and unconscious.
Yeah, you can choose to take your breathing for a spin, or you can choose just to let your body breathe.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a very interesting subject, one that we found working with hundreds, if not thousands, of people over your career in the military, that most people don't know that they have an unconscious rejection of their own body.
Or some degree of it. And and let us explain what we mean by this. It's an interesting concept, as Angie said. As we've gone through our stages of learning and being around entrepreneurs and business people and going to seminars and learning different things, what we've noticed is that a lot of people forget about their body in learning, in connecting and wanting to take themselves to the next level. They have all the tools and they can learn all the stuff, but if there's this disconnect with the body, it shows up. It shows up by making a lot of people cranky and unable to have any more room for anything else because we've done a lot of research on the vagus nerve, and we know that this is the nerve that runs through the whole body. And the thing is when the body is not happy, it's sending signals to your brain via the vagus nerve saying, hey, take
not
care of this.
Happy.
So, you know, really.
And therefore, you're left feeling unhappy. So a lot of the times I feel that like there's something mentally that I have to do, that like, there's something wrong with my head that I feel unhappy. But really, I was so relieved to find out that it's just as simple as nourishing my body.
Yeah. And it's an opportunity. This is an opportunity if you kind of picking up what we're putting down here, it's an opportunity to start to get connected with your body again. And the breath, you know, the way that we teach the breathing, that's one of the main parts of it. The main parts of it is to start to reconnect with your body, because the breath is the bridge between the conscious and unconscious mind. That's referenced to in many of the different spiritual disciplines and ancient teachings that we've read about breathing is this this unification that happens between conscious and unconscious.
And I mean, if you look at the facts of the breath, it's both conscious and unconscious.
Yeah, you can choose to take your breathing for a spin, or you can choose just to let your body breathe. So it's completely up to you. So that is an interesting thing about the breath, that it is both of those things. And you know, if you look at it also with a conscious and unconscious being, you know, reference to like the intuition and the ego. And again, it's a uniting of these two things. And we talk about this often. We had an opportunity just recently with 350 participants in A-Fest in Bali that we've just come back from. And we really got to see how this integration of the conscious and unconscious can help people create bandwidth or create extra space, but also really get connected back into their body. And that was a main thing. People really reported that they felt that connection to their whole body or parts of their body that they haven't felt for a while. And, you know, a lot of people would come to us and say, oh, I felt pain in a certain area of my body or my body. And I'm like, I'm looking right in the eye. And I'm like, was it pain? And on second thought, they were like, I'm like, are you actually injured from it? And they were like, no. I'm like, so is it actually pain, or is it just you feeling life force or energy pulsing through that area of the body? So it's often interesting to ask those questions, because I think people do get confused when they do have this unconscious rejection of the body. They get confused about what sensations are, and I've had a lot of conversations with people about numbness when they do the breathing, and I'm like, well, what's numbness? And people go, well, it's a buzzing. I'm going, well, that can't be numb if it's buzzing. But it, as you can probably imagine, when you've reported something feeling numb, there is a kind of a weird sensation there, and it could be a tingling, or it could be a humming or a buzzing. But is it numbness? Is it numb? But I would go further to say that a lot of people feel numb in their body, and they get used to being numb in their body. And I think that that's something that we've seen, that the breathing is the answer for that. The breathing is the answer for bringing life and life force back into the body and reconnecting.
Well, it's no mistake. It's called inspiritus, to bring life back in. And it's interesting with pain, it can be mistaken. I mean, intensity is a lot of the times mistaken with pain and numbness.
And here's our labeling system happening again.
And the interesting thing is that we are designed to be full of life and alive and connected to our own self and our bodies. And when we've been so disconnected for so long, getting acquainted with our own life force and our own energy within our own body can be intense.
Absolutely. We witnessed that as well while we were in Bali, with people feeling overwhelmed by just feeling their own energy in their body. Now, you know, that may be something that we've noticed, that people may even avoid breathing or avoid breath work or avoid coming to a breathing session, because intuitively they're trying to stuff everything. You know, they're trying to stuff emotions down, and that emotions, everything gets gets loaded in with that. Your energy gets loaded in with that. So then you're trying to stuff your energy and your life force and your feelings. And, you know, while some of that is intense for people, it's also good stuff that you need, that you need to be feeling, that you must be feeling in your body as well. And we tend to like stuff all that away as well. So, so it's almost like, you know what they say about antibiotics, you take them and it just kills everything. Like the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. Well, you know, that's kind of what we've noticed that people do with their bodies, is they just stuff everything, all the feeling, all the energy down. And it stuffs all the good stuff down, and then they become numb and desensitized, almost like a zombie.
Well, we have a little bit of a theory that we've worked with.
That was
so
my
many
rant
people.
Too. Yes. Oh, yeah,
we have a bit of a theory that we found that most people that are in their head a lot, trying to work things out, or perfectionists and get this right and get that and work it out and do this and do that, are most disconnected with their bodies.
Well, that is a it's our clients have told us, and it's been in our experience that is also a Western thing. You know, we are very intellectual in the Western world, where everything is solved by the brain, you know, and we call on the brain, and in fact, we overload the brain. And if you remember back to podcasts that we've done of talking about connecting the head, the heart, and the gut, and this is one of the reasons that we're such a big proponent of this, connecting these three areas, because that is the mind-body connection, and you would have heard us use that term before. And this is really pinpointing that. It's pointing out that if you understand that you may have an unconscious rejection of your body, just check in on that. And you know, the answer, the antidote, the inoculation is connecting with your breath.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is, coming from my own personal experiences, I was one of those people that was always in my head, always worrying about things and perfectionist, and got angry really easily and reactive really easily. And I found that when I started doing the breathing, I resisted the breathing because I was in my head so much, because I felt the need to control. Because if things weren't in my control, they were out of control, And then all of a sudden, I felt my life wasn't going to go where I wanted it to go if I let go of control. Now, the interesting thing about that is that when I got into the breathing and did quite a few sessions and actually learned how to let go of control and
that is a skill, by the way.
It is. And let go into the sensations of the body and really get connected with my own personal life force or my own energy, I started to feel alive again. And then all of a sudden I wasn't reactive anymore. And it was like I forgot to be angry. Yeah. And it was like I forgot how to be disconnected. And then that's where I really started connecting with my husband more and connecting with my children more and connecting with business and intuition.
Life force, sex drive, energy, intuition, these things are all energies in the body that that drive us, that give us our aliveness. They're the energy that drives the little light in your meat sack. Really, that's what it is. And so, you know, we would ask you to start to think about the connection that you have with that. We have a meditation that you can download from our site, or we will put the link to it, which is a meditation focusing on connecting the gut, the heart, and the head. And it's a simple thing that you can do to add into a morning routine to start to get this connection flowing for you.
Yeah, and really what I found is that the more that I connected with the breath, the more I felt connected to my true self, the more connected to me, the more the intuition came on, and the more I could be unshakable, like being the eye of the storm when things are going on around me. So we just invite you to have a play with your breath and consciously start connecting with your breath more often and see what sort of things come up for you.
Give yourself a dose of wholeness.
Yes, have a play with it.
It's not in the words, it's in the practice.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Breathing Edge podcast with us. For show notes and other resources, please visit breathingedgepodcast.com. While you're there, you can subscribe for future episodes so you can continue your own journey towards peak performance. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Breathing Edge is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network. Disclaimer: the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.